What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Goosebay. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. Hey, this is a podcast. We two black men, and we talking about all kinds of subjects. Politics, relationships. We reviewing a show called Couples Therapy, giving our take on that. And we just coming, you know, you getting it straight out of us. It's called Let Us Tell It, because it's like, if it's black men talking about it, if it's talking about black men, let us tell it. Don't let
everything
somebody else. Let it hear from somebody else.
Everything.
Anyway, now we got all that out of the way. We got a few different. Oh, so last week.
Yep.
We talked about, it was on the Joe Budden podcast, and the dude. So you was right. The dude in the middle is the one that's married.
Okay, cool.
When I was going back to edit, I wasn't watching. And even when we listened, I wasn't watching. I just glanced up at their part.
Uh-huh.
And I saw a dude on the couch raise his hand, but he was shaking the hand of the dude that was married.
Oh,
that's why I thought okay. He was. I was like, nah, he raised his hand. Yeah, said. Then yeah. I went back and said, oh, no. Anyway. Now, being there with y'all, I just want to get on this negativity thing before we get started.
Okay. Look,
I can't, look, I know people like entertainment, but I just can't get with the net. That's why I don't have a Twitter account and I never will.
Mm-hmm.
You hear about all these things coming out, people saying crazy stuff like, I know y'all probably heard about it. Went to my friend Brisha Webb's, wedding this past weekend,
which looked amazing.
Beautiful. Oh yeah, it was beautiful. It was great.
Yeah,
it was great. I was so drunk. I was so drunk because it ended up starting a little late.
Yeah,
and I got there early. Ooh. Like I got there real early. Yeah. I got there and wasn't nothing set up yet. Like I walked into where the reception was and they just had the tables like they had just pulled them out of storage.
Oh,
and their reception was laid out. Like it was so beautiful by the time it got set up. But
so you sipping all day.
I'm at the bar.
Oh,
my God. I was at their bar. Then people slowly started showing up.
Take your time.
Oh, the bar tea was heavy handed. Yeah. I was a little mad. I'm like, you know, I don't need all of this. Greg, get all loose tongued. But anyway, so right before Brisha, this is before she walked out, you know, walked up to do the ceremony and everything. They ran into Deborah Cox and Deborah Cox ended up singing. Of course, you know, Angel going to say, it's Deborah Cox. You're going to say.
That lady voice is crazy.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. Acapella. Deborah Cox is still fine.
Yeah, she is.
Anyway, so of course.
Well, my wife is fine. Though. Yeah.
She. I was about to agree. I can't even agree with you. Yeah, she is fine.
Yeah, you keep like, what? Keep my wife's name. So
I didn't say her name. No, Deborah Cox is beautiful. Anyway, so Angel sings with her. They Angel ends up posting it. So then Angel's telling me about all the negative comments. People like, oh, who the person filming is, you know, she ruined it. This and that. Oh, you ruined the moment. Angel's telling me about this. I'm thinking Angel's like oversanging Deborah Cox.
Yeah.
Angel sung like all of a word and a half, maybe two words, and then harmonized on part of the song. Angel and Kelly Rowland together. I'm like, and me and Angel sitting there talking. I said, "Why?" I said, "Where did you see this?" She said, "It was on, I don't know, Twitter, the shade." I said, "Why did you even go to the comments? You know what's over there."
Yeah.
It's like jumping in a goddamn active volcano. You know it's lava down there. Why? You don't need to jump to go. And then we were sitting there talking. We said the fact that people even had something to say about Beyonce saying, I first want to thank God after winning a Grammy. It's like, what God? Like, I can't do the negativity, man.
See, the internet, though, and all these platforms, they allow people to speak their truth and who they really are.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they think they're in a one-way mirror.
Yeah. So some create those fake accounts and they just blurt out their truth.
Uh-huh.
And it may be a release for them, but in certain situations like that, I don't understand it. I didn't tell you this, that video I posted with me and McKinley and her acting like she liked my tools.
Uh-huh.
Somebody posted, now look at this. Isn't this just deceitful? You're teaching her how to be deceitful. That's why,
deceitful.
Yeah. That's why your black daughter would never grow up to respect you because you're teaching her how to play games with your emotions.
What I like to do is clap at people on my friends. I'll get on there and just be so disrespectful.
I just erased it. But I was like, I just erased it. It was like, what's
yeah people no there there's, there there is like that's why the 9 times out of 10 I will not comment, especially if it's something like outlandish. It's like, all right, you are clearly either looking to disturb people or you are disturbed. So there was another as I was looking for something to talk about, I'm just scrolling through on the sites that I don't like going through, but just trying to find out what's current. And apparently there's a young lady, y'all probably know who she is. This is not my generation, so it is what it is. I think her name is Kayla Nicole. I could be wrong. Yeah, I'm sure y'all think it's Kayla Nicole. Anyway, she wore this beautiful dress. This is a mother. I don't know if she's married, whatever. She might be married. Mother. She wore this dress to the Emmys, and somebody posted, commented and said, looks like you need a boob job soon or something.
Yep.
Of course, it's no telling how many people agreed or had something to say trying to body shame this young lady because it was revealing her cleavage. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And she ain't got a big ass fake titties that's pushed up to her neck.
Yep.
And look, everything that I saw, people were defending her, which is glad. I was so happy to see. And the person that left it, you think is all right, some dude sitting in the basement over miserable. No, it was a chick. A chick with, Tony Baker would say, you sitting in your living room with dirty carpet talking about this woman's dress at the Emmys or Grammys, whatever she was at, Grammys, Emmys, one of them award shows.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your life? Don't nobody come and disrespect you while you flipping burgers or whatever you doing.
Yeah, probably sitting
you sitting there in your shower cap trying to talk about this young lady.
Eating popcorn, farting on the couch. Look at this shit.
Farting and smelling it.
Sound like Beavis and Butthead. That's what it is. I think, but
that's what y'all like. That's what they like. I don't get it.
There has to be a villain.
I ain't saying
though.
Y'all just y'all, but
there has to be a villain. It has to be. You can't have just joyous moments. It has to be that villain.
Yeah.
That puts that in there.
Yeah.
And that's who that girl is. She's that villain at the time.
But like I said, we posted a video. It's two different videos back to back on our vlog, our family vlogs. The video we posted where Angel booked a job, I got hired, got, you know, average amount of views. I got fired. The views for I got fired surpassed the I got hired, which was a week before within an hour.
I'm quite sure if we right now, I need you to act like I'm slapping.
Yeah, oh yeah,
and then we post that goose slap.
Well, goose, and then y'all wonder why we do clickbait because we need these views.
Hey, you picking up the barrel? yeah, folk gonna look.
People like, oh, y'all doing this clickbait for real? Yes, because that's the only thing to pull y'all here. It's gonna be the title: Goose Slaps Tank.
Hey,
do it. It's gonna be the screenshot.
There you go, right there.
Right there.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth. That's what it is. Because they got up in arms about the comment when you was talking, telling Mel to shut
up. Telling my sister to shut up. Oh, you see, Goose didn't like it.
You're like, y'all know what the hell I'm thinking.
It true. Come on, y'all. If everybody else do better, these platforms will do better. Speaking of doing better.
That's hilarious, man.
Speaking of doing better.
Oh yeah, we need.
Which one you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the one that happened in 2018 first. Okay. So.
Oh, because then we could do the. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So back in 2018, you all might have heard about this, but there was this Hurricane Harvey refugee. He said he was a refugee. He moves to Dallas, and he's a 25-year-old man. Okay. He moves to Dallas and he enrolls into school. Now, mind you, you would probably think, oh, yeah, college, right? 25. Mm-hmm. He enrolled in school. No, this man enrolled into a high school.
He drove. he signed under a child and guardian.
So the administration was like, well, what's your name? He gives them some fake name. What's your address? He said, I can't remember, you know. So they were like, well, if you say you're homeless, we can accept you. So he says he's homeless. Meanwhile,
but he let them know that he came from.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So meanwhile, this man has a baby mama. grown. This man is grown. He lives with his parents. I think he lives with his mama or something like that. He got a whole nother life, homeboys, everything off to the side. But he's going to school every day to play basketball. This man crushes these high school students. I'm talking about so much, right? He becomes, he gets awarded like the region or the state ESPN Athlete of the Year. I'm talking about articles. They posting articles of this.
Man celebrating trying to take the kids to the bar.
Man, this man.
Y'all, let's run it. Hold on, we can't go.
Now, from the article, he went as far as having a 14-year-old girlfriend, but I did my research. He did a video. He did an interview, and he was like, man, I never touched her. I wasn't there for – he was only there to – this is his words for basketball, so he can make a highlight reel and go play overseas. And he made it through half the season.
I was gonna say, if you 25 players, kid, two games, you got it.
There's a picture of him like just monstering over dudes, like, but
he in there with full chest hair.
Man, you know, do you know the confidence he had? If I could go back,
oh,
now,
man.
No, even if I could have went back to high school to play sports at an older age, I wouldn't even – I'm competitive, so I'm like, they ain't even ready for me.
Yeah, but he's trying to get competitive overseas. He's like, I'm just trying to look good right here.
And my thing, I didn't listen to the whole interview, but why didn't you play in an adult league or, like, go to college and play? You must not be that good.
But because that highlight reel was gonna be astronomical.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
he over dunking just nuts in
looking
the face.
Like LeBron.
Yeah, he looking like LeBron now. LeBron was in. If LeBron went back and played,
but he got away with this, man. So, he got away with it for a while.
He didn't do his. Oh, go ahead.
He ended up getting caught, and they indicted him for tampering with government documents. What? I believe tampering with let me see, I had it right here, officials, tampering with sport. He was, hold on, Sports Illustrated, I don't know if I said that, but Sports Illustrated Player of the Year. And then he was, where is it, oh, here it is, he was charged with three charges of tampering with government record, government record. So I'm assuming that's
the school, and then
him making up a name.
Yeah, that means that, yeah, they had somebody was like, what can we charge him with? And they was like, we can get him for something.
So,
oh, well, this actually messed up the records over here, so we could say it did mess up.
Yeah, he did some tampering.
Yeah, I guarantee you, he ain't never held a government record.
My thing is, it would have been crazy if this guy would have did this, got away with it, ended up in the NBA,
and then they just now find
out. They just now find you like, shh, hey,
hold up, one of LeBron is actually like 48.
That man high school got 10 championship rings. You got to give him all back.
I was like, that make it even more astronomical. I was like, hold on, you 48 and
playing?
Oh, like,
man. Hey, hold up. I'm showing a picture of him to the camera.
He's gonna show a picture.
I don't know, but look at this guy.
If you listening, he's showing a picture to the camera. Is that the Duncan? This dude has just leaped 8 feet into the air. Some little poor 12-year-old is under him.
Look at him
getting kneecapped right now.
Goodness,
that remind me of that. I think was it Kevin Hart had that challenge show, and he was it was Kevin Hart, Chris Paul, Jack Black, and they were picked somebody out of the. I think it was supposed to be Kevin Hart. No, I'm sorry, Jack. Chris Paul and Jack Black was on the team, and then Kevin Hart got to pick his player, and it was some little young, like little kid, little white boy.
I've never seen
this. The kid goes to shoot. Chris Paul smacks that ball so far. Because, you know, it's a kid about to shoot, so you think, oh, okay, he going to let Chris Paul get that.
He ain't supposed to let him get it.
That's
learn the hard way.
Yeah,
that's probably what he was out
dude,
there.
Hey, it was a dude when I was playing. This was when I was playing in middle school. There was a dude. He got held back a couple times, so He was actually our age, but he was playing. We had a B. I think the B team was, this was in middle school. So I think the B team was 6th and 7th grade. Mm-hmm. And then the A team was only 8th grade. And that's, I think that's how they did it in the area, because you only played 8th graders in the. But he was on the B team, and he was making newspaper articles. And I remember I went home one day, and my daddy was like, you play with the, if y'all play, he plays with your team, your school. He said, I ain't seen him when y'all playing it. Look at all this stuff they wrote about him. I'm talking about he's either, I think he's about to dunk or doing a layup. Yeah. Like, on, like they, perfect picture, right? I was like, Daddy, he got held back a couple of times. He ain't supposed to be playing with them. Play with them kids. It's just, but he goes to school, so. Daddy was like, oh, shit.
I know y'all remember those guys that used
to be. He was tall, though. This dude was, like, tall, athletic, agile. Okay. So it made it even worse.
All the guys that used to come back to high school, or the niggas that got held back in my high school, they were not athletic at all. Oh, they just were old-looking. You like, but then he was supposed to graduate 3 years
got
ago.
Goals.
He's still back. He's still here. But if I could go back, I wrestled in high school. I'd go back now.
Yeah, you would wrestle?
I wrestle.
You already doing WWE moves. It's like, you disqualified this, again, Goose. You can't do
grown
that.
Grown man strap. Yeah. Be,
oh, yeah, grown man. That's why my nephew.
I'd be mollywhopping all of them.
My nephew, they was out here.
Oh, man.
They was out here for the holidays, so Christmas and New Year's. So, well, Angel's sister, my nephew, because we married, you know, he done started, you know, lifting weight stuff. He's out of, he's in college now. Mm. But right now, he think he's strong. You know, he's, I think he's 19 or something. You know, he been lifting weights.
That's the one that came to the house. I forgot his name. Light skin, short.
Yeah, Josiah.
Josiah. What's his dad's name?
Josh.
Josh.
Yeah. So Josh.
Yeah,
son.
Josh.
Anyway, he think he's strong. I'm like, you're not strong yet.
Yeah.
That strength don't kick in until you late 20s.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's tough. Yeah.
Yeah. No, your strength does go. You think you're strong in high school. You might be able to do more stuff in high school than you are in your, you know, late 30s.
Your joints are more mobile.
Late 20s. But that strength, it don't kick in until your late 20s. I forgot what I was gonna say. You was talking about old boy.
I was talking about me being grown man wrestling.
Was you this hay in a high school?
I was, I was. It was terrible, boy.
I'm hairy, but Goose is another level of hairy, boy.
I tell you, I'm a groom in front of you. I'll let y'all see how it look. But anyway, you done with what you talking about?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So you think it will be over with these adults impersonating kids? Well, January 21st of this year, 22-year-old assistant coach was fired for impersonating a 13-year-old in a JV girls basketball game in Virginia.
It was a girls' team.
It was a girls' team. So this lady, it's a picture of her.
I didn't see this.
If you look on Instagram, there's a whole video, though. Her blocking shots, like, pow, pushing the kids off.
Get that shit out of here.
But how are you, how does your.
How you going to be paying taxes and playing in middle school?
But how's the team, your players after this, like, how are you going to be our coach and you doing this? Yeah. There's no integrity.
Yeah, do you as know, I do. I'm the leader. You see how I got a
13-year-old?
See how I crossed her up? That's what y'all need to be doing.
This lady.
I hear breaking these chicks' ankles. They don't want none of this.
13 to 22 is a large.
That's big.
Physical, mental, everything is different.
Yeah.
And you're the coach, though. So the referees don't know. The parents don't know.
She done stepped out with the ball and the clipboard. All right, so this is what we're going to do. Like, we're going 2-3 zone, all right? Let me get up front, because old 11, she been wearing y'all out. That's all right. I'm going to steal from her.
Man.
How you coaching?
Play 3. Y'all don't play 3. Play three. You over there.
Correcting the girls on the sideline, too. It's like, I told y'all quit all that talking, running down the court.
She's swapping people out the game. Come on in. They out. Come on. What's happening?
Hold on.
So, moral of
Why are y'all's point guard doing everything?
The moral of both of these stories.
What's the moral, Goose? Because I ain't got one.
Hoop dreams are real. Okay? The sports, playing sports is a real, like the love for it is real. It's these folk are risking their lives. Her whatever, I guess she didn't care about her job.
She 22.
She was the assistant coach, so she's working.
This ain't her career though. That's a job for her. She didn't care.
Yeah. She
went home, smoked a blunt, and laughed to it about her girls. Proud of her girls.
I was dunking on these. But yeah, that's I wouldn't even have the nerve to do that. Obviously, I look the way I look, so I ain't about to pass for no high schooler anyway. So, but yeah, hoop dreams are real.
So
that's what I got.
Speaking of bad coaching, so my son, Lil Marcus, he had a basketball game yesterday, and I wasn't there. I had to take the twins to tutoring and all that stuff. So I get a text, and I knew the game, what time was starting, because this game was early in the day, earlier than the other ones. It was like 3 o'clock or something. It was early, like maybe 3:30. They get out of school at 3:05. I'm like, how are they playing a game in school? Happened? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the other school they played is really close. I don't know how they pulled it off. But Angel texts me. She's like, I wish you were here. This is ridiculous. I'm like, what? I'm like, what's going on? She was like, then she ends up calling me. She said, they finally got on the board at the end of the first quarter. She said, but this team is crazy aggressive, like, and disrespectful. I'm like, this is middle school.
I'm private like, school.
What? Private school on top of that. I'm like, what? She was like, she said, I wish you were here. I'm like, all right. So I'm thinking they're getting blown out, which they were losing like the entire game pretty much. And then so she ends up calling me, text me, I think at halftime she calls me. She was like, I wish you were here because she's like, I'm trying to coach Mark because I be coaching during the game. I'm their dad. You know, I'm right there. I'm either baseline. Sometimes I'm beside the coach. If I'm in the stands, I'm like right there, like kneeling down, like come here.
Is Marcus the tallest on the team, or is there somebody?
There's another kid that's about his height. He's probably the fastest on the team. He's quick. There's another kid. Let me see. He might be taller than Marcus. And this little boy, he can shoot. I don't know how he hits, because it looked like he just throwing the ball up, just. No effort. I'm like, how's it going in? Yeah, he just not even like a good form. He just throws it up, and then I'm like, give it to him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she was like, I told Marcus he needs to be aggressive. She said, if you foul, who cares? Foul him hard.
Yeah.
Because she said these kids is like all up like clapping, like talking trash during the free throws.
Dang.
We wasn't allowed to say nothing during the free throw. I don't even think NBA. You can talk, but you can't try to distract the person shooting. Nope. Granted, this ain't NBA. But when I was playing, you could not do that.
The ref's supposed to say something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she said they yelling and trying to distract during the free throw. They got 4 technical fouls in middle school. How? I was telling Lil Marcus, I said, we played a game. My cousin was on the other team. We go up for my cousin's a lot. He was a lot shorter than me. We go up for a rebound, and he goes to grab the ball, and I'm taller than him, so I just jump a little bit, grab the ball. His arm ends up going around, like he basically had me in a headlock. I'm still in the air. I remember landing on my back, like shoulder blade back.
Dang.
And that wasn't even a tech. It was just a foul. I'm like, what are these kids doing?
They talking trash.
Yep. I think two kids ended up getting taken out of the game by the ref for talking trash, being unsportsmanlike. And at the end of all, Marcus, he ended up fouling out in the third quarter. I couldn't be more proud of him, because his teammates was like, it looked like them fouls was on purpose. Made that. She said one of his teammates was like, them last two fouls was worth it.
Dead or alive.
Yeah. I was like, good. If you're going to foul, make it count.
Yeah.
Especially against a team like that.
Yeah.
End of the game, they end up coming back and winning by 2 points. Like, absolutely. Hand clap. Yeah. Like, they deserve that.
Great job. Horrible loss.
Especially when they think they're about to win and then you end up losing. Good for you. But I was telling Angel, I said, if I was there, I would have walked up to that coach and told the coach, you should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed. This is private school. I don't know what you teaching these kids. But that should, first of all, shouldn't no ref have to pull no kid out of a game? Yep. The coach should be on top of that.
Yep.
But that was just the dynamic of that team. And I told Angel they probably are not used to kids meeting them at their aggression. They come in. They do it in the NBA. Players come in. They aggressive. It intimidates people. You know, good player, Julius Randle, he's notorious for it. That boy come in pissed off at the beginning of the game and everybody.
Been following sports. Who is this?
Huh? Oh, Julius Randle, he plays for the Knicks. No, he don't. Knicks.
Julius who?
Randle. Anyway, he's one of those players. I like how he plays, but he's one of those that like walks in. I've seen him get mad at his own team. He just comes in. Is it Knicks?
Yep.
You play for the Knicks? Yeah.
Randle. Julius Randle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's always been a lot of he's the only one that I've seen that comes in like that. Two of my favorite players was Ben and Rasheed Wallace. They would come in, like, they would get aggressive during the game. But Julius, like,
I've seen a couple of clips
before
of him.
Before a tip, he's already mad. But I've seen him intimidate people trying to guard him, and I'm like, it works.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? KD, he's notorious for it. And it works. But at this age, like, there's no reason to come in with that bad of an attitude. And it's like, that, come on.
Well,
that coach is ass. I would have told him, like, you should be embarrassed.
Well, luckily they lost.
Yeah, they did lose.
Now they understand no matter how aggressive we are, we can still lose.
So at the end, one little boy's daddy had to come down and calm him down when they were just walking by doing the good game hand. Everybody just walking past each other. He said somebody hit him. It was like.
Yeah,
it's truly is a shame. Like, you got some young kids like that, then their coach letting them act like that.
Yeah. You got, sport. That's, hey, like I said, hoop dreams are real, man.
Hoop dreams are real.
folk be out here sacrificing it all for that sport, for them sports, boy. Dang. So, Lil Marcus, though, he's what? How old is he?
13.
So, that's eighth grade.
Yeah, he's in eighth grade.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how you're able to do that because I can't.
I'm just thinking about me. How old I was.
Me, grade. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I never
there you go. Like, that's how simple.
He's 73 months. Let me see. Oh, yeah, he's a what? All right. So, we're going to go ahead and get into this. Did we cover everything?
No, man. Let me tell y'all, since I don't fly out this week.
Oh, we ain't got no flying with Goose.
Yeah,
but we do. Yeah. Have a flying with Goose. A oldie but a goodie.
Y'all, if you seen my wife, she posted the story, but for you all that haven't heard it, maybe a year ago, I was deported, okay? I am from the United States of America, but I was deported out of Shanghai, okay? Mail gets a work trip to go to Singapore for some event, and I could come along. So we go, get tickets, whatever. And we go to check in here, LAX. Some warning came up when I was checking in. Told the lady I couldn't check. Oh, that's what it was. I couldn't check in on my mobile device, so I checked in at the desk. Showed the lady my ID, boarding pass, and she was like, let me see your passport. Gave her my passport. She was like, I don't know what's happening here, but everything's legit. You're going here. This is when you're coming back. So she sees everything, okay? Boom. 13-hour flight to Singapore. Everything, man, well, hey, we love it.
Hey.
Everything paid for now.
Which flights, you got to say.
Flights paid for, food paid for. We in this nice hotel. I was going to a nice hotel. we have a delay. I mean, a connection in Singapore. I mean, in Shanghai before we go to Singapore. So we get to Shanghai, get off the plane, and we have to go through another checkpoint, right, before we get to the other plane.
Is that customs?
Another little customs situation. Yeah. Everything's great. Going through. Mel puts her passport on this little scanning device. Bing! She walks through. Put mine on. Like, dang. It must not be reading right. Okay. Yeah. Did it a third time. That third time, they already...
Army guard.
Hey, the TSA, whatever it's called over there, they were already by me. Like, this way. I mean, no emotion. This way. So I followed them over there. Mail came back through. They had this square box in the middle of the floor. And they were like, do not move from this box. I'm like, you know, what you talking about? Yeah. No, move out this box. Move out this box.
Greg said, I wrestle. I throw people out the box. That's what I do.
It's an offense. It's a jailable offense.
Damn.
Please stay in this box. Literally, y'all, the box was like 4x4 or whatever, yeah, where you could probably sit down, cross-legged, whatever. So I'm just sitting there. The lady comes back over and is like, your passport is expired. Like, no, it's not. I checked my passport. Passport expires in 4 months. She was like, if your passport expires within 6 months, it's considered expired. Mm. I looked at Mel, and I was just, I mean, all the air in me was just, golly.
Yeah.
I'm like, so how can I rectify this? They were like, you'll be on another flight in the next 40 minutes. We've already got your ticket. You'll be headed back to LAX.
Man, that first, what's crazy is that first swipe, they was like, yeah, go ahead and find him a flight.
Hey, what? There was no, I'm already Googling, like, okay, how can I get a passport?
Temporary or something.
A temporary passport. How can I renew it online? And they could, just for situations like this, man, them folk had, they ain't say sorry.
Yeah, nah.
They didn't give a damn. Yeah. There was no.
Because that's Singapore. They were like, you ain't our problem.
There was nothing to do. I mean, nothing I could do. That was the first time me and Mel, it felt like I was never going to see her again.
Dang.
She hugged me. I'm like, oh. And I couldn't do nothing. Nothing. I couldn't pull a tool out to fix nothing.
So, hold on. I got some channel locks down.
Oh, now tell me what's wrong. I can fix it. I couldn't fix shit. Man. I was so
angry.
How long
was she over there?
For a whole week.
Damn.
A whole, man, she was gone, showing me pictures. The hotel was crazy. Where she had to walk to was, I mean, beautiful. Everything was just, man, I would have been up there. All the food, I would have been, while she working, it would have been room service, twinkling my toes.
In your white robe.
In my white robe.
Nuts white, out.
Hey.
Dang, that's messed and up. I don't know. You can't do same day passports. But it's, go ahead, you was about to say something.
And for all you people that were saying, that's going to say, it's common knowledge, right? It's not common knowledge. Yeah, because
I didn't know about it to this situation.
The airport agent that works there every day for 8 hours, probably sees this numerous of times, did not say anything to us. So I called Delta, right, and let them know, and they were like, oh, that's our fault. We should have caught that from the jump.
Yeah.
That's crazy. They even let you fly over there with that passport. So they reimbursed everything.
Oh, that's dope. Okay.
Everything that we paid. Obviously, it went back to Netflix. It didn't help me out none.
Well, yeah.
What they did do, they gave me some frequent flyer miles or something. Oh, okay. Something like that. But, man, that was you feel bad, like.
Yeah, you helpless in that moment.
Man, I wanted, and all them dudes over there, a little bit shorter than me, and they all a little small. I was like, man, I'll toss you a little.
That's why they told you not to leave that box.
And then on the way back home, hey, how are you doing? Your seat is right here. I'm like, talk to me. Hey, so would you like water? Yeah, I like some water. Want some? Yes, I want some cookies. I'm mad at it. That's the only way I can.
Black ones always have attitude.
That's all I can express myself is talk loud and strong. I was eating. Hip. I was drinking. Crushing the bottles up. Man, take this. On the drive, on the way back home, once I got back, and then the baby was with Kev and Melissa, I ain't even want to call him. I was like, hey.
I need a moment.
Yeah. I was like, hey, y'all, I'm back. But just give me a day. Hold the baby for a day. I was just at the house like, God.
Yeah.
I was so pissed off. But, yeah, your boy got deported. So, yeah, man.
That's, yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, we had to
That's 24, 25 hours traveling back to back.
Yeah.
I did an hour there. I did 13 hours there, stayed there less than an hour, and did 12 back. So that was back. A whole day just on a plane. Go ahead, man.
If you go in, we went to the Bahamas, and I think all the kids' passports were expired.
Mm-hmm.
But we hadn't been planning on going nowhere. It was middle of pandemic, so what we need passports for? So we knew if we went in to get passports, the wait time would be, like, ridiculous, like months.
Yep.
And we wouldn't end up being able to go. So they told us if we do same-day passports, it'd be better.
Mm.
We were flying out on the – I can't remember the exact day. Let's say we were flying out on the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And they said if you do same-day passport, you can get them that day. So we had to go in. Went in to do the same day passport. It's like you have to schedule the appointment for same day, for a same day passport, or you have to come in to schedule the appointment for the same day. It was just so when's the next available appointment? Flying out on the 6th, the next available appointment was on the 5th. So if anything went wrong, couldn't make it happen.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what kind of crap is this? So we ended up. Luckily, it ended up working out.
Dang.
But it was just like, we can't have no mistakes. We had documentation.
Mm.
Every single child had a packet.
Yeah.
Like, we over-delivered. We got birth certificates. We got old passports. Bills that we paid. Like, we had everything. We went on and got the pictures taken at the, you can go to what, CVS?
CVS, yeah.
Don't even do that. Because then people don't know. Literally, if you have a flat white wall, take a picture that don't have no shadows in it. That's all it is. Because that lady did. We ended up taking our own picture because they didn't know how to do it.
Dang.
And I'm like, we could have just did this at the house.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had pictures. We had multiple pictures just in case. Because the only thing they look for is shadows behind you on the side. It can't be no shadows.
Mm.
We had like any and everything they wanted just to make sure. And it ended up working out. But yeah, that's messed up, man. And so y'all got to do another trip to Singapore.
Yeah. Dang. It was free.
It was free.
We didn't have to spend nothing.
The next one's going to be free. We're going to start getting paid to travel. We're going to start reviewing hotels and resorts.
That's what we need to do. Yeah. That'll be fine. I can't reach the filter. Yeah.
Goose is dirty. Hammond filter. All right, so
look into that. Anyway, couples therapy.
Couples therapy. Y'all, these people. This was male suggestion, wasn't it?
It was.
But we gonna try to stick with it.
It's
so this is episode six and seven.
Yep, six and seven.
Let's start off with Dickhead and his wife. Is Mal?
I won't say Mal.
And Anna.
Anna Mal.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's crazy. He said when they first met, he thought it was a big mistake.
He did, with a straight face.
He said she would be happier now that they've been married for almost 23 years. He even looks back and is like, yeah, I still feel that way. And I realize now that she would be happier had we never got married.
Yep. He said, I saw this was a mistake. I knew it was a mistake, and I kept going forward and – it was a mistake. I don't even see how he Well, I do see how he fixes his, himself to say it, because he's over the relationship to me.
Yeah.
He talks to her so disrespectful. It's like he's trying to get her to say, okay, I'm done with it, without him saying he's done with it.
Yeah.
He wants her to leave him.
Yeah, we gotta. They ain't the only couple in this situation.
Yeah,
that has that thought process. What's crazy is crazy how he says that she can't. It's impossible for her to be happy.
Yep.
And he'll say, no matter what she wants, is impossible because she wants to everything to go her way, 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll agree with it. But in the same note, if it doesn't go his way, then it doesn't happen at all.
Yep.
So which one is it? It's confusing.
And he says, when something bothers her, whether something goes right 95% of the time, the other 5%, she complains about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he disregards the way that makes her feel.
Yeah.
So you should be happy with the 95%. Why are you complaining about this 5%?
Right.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Type situation. He doesn't care about her feelings.
Yeah.
At all.
But it's confusing on what they bring to the table, because he makes it seem like that he makes adjustments. Mm-hmm. She'll acknowledge those adjustments. And then in this very next sentence, she'll say, but he doesn't adjust. And then he'll say, I shouldn't have to adjust. I'm not going to adjust. But y'all just said he makes like, I don't understand it.
Yeah. When he used that analogy saying this is the space between us.
Yeah.
And I keep moving towards you.
Yeah, you haven't moved.
Yeah, you haven't moved.
Are they the ones that used the? No, that was Elaine and Deshaun.
He is. I still haven't seen the dynamic between them when it comes to who's providing everything in the household. It sounds like she has. She might be an at-home wife, because the way he speaks is, I'm doing everything for you. You should love this and just accept it the way it is.
Yeah,
if you don't like it,
leave. Yeah.
Like he literally said, you.
Yeah,
you.
That's what he said.
talking crazy about me. This, and she's like, "No, I'm not talking crazy. I'm letting you know how I feel when you act a certain way."
Mm-hmm. Oh, you saw that episode? Where he got up all mad.
He got crazy. So it's like he doesn't accept any responsibility for anything.
Nah.
Anything. For example. The garbage this morning at my home, smelly, right? I'm like, dang, the garbage stink. Mel says, I was going to say something to you yesterday. It smells bad. Now, mind you, I take the garbage out all the time.
Yeah.
Right? His response to Mel would have been, are you complaining? Why are you complaining about this? I do this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you take it out? What's the issue? Okay, don't say nothing about it if you ain't gonna do nothing about it. Shut up. That's his response to her when that
a normal 90, situation yeah, at 95%. Yeah. Yep.
95%, I'm always on it. Trash out, boom, boom, boom. That 5%, you better not say nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, get the hell up out of here.
Yeah.
Period.
That's a perfect example.
That's how exactly he it is. Talks to her. But that's how he talks to her.
Yeah.
And then smiles. And she's like, well, he's. And this, but she vocally says, she says that he is right. She doesn't combat that.
Yeah. And that's why I said this is, I think, the first or second episode of us reviewing this. I was like, this is partly her fault just as much as it's his, because she's let him get away with this crap for so long.
Yeah. And 23 years, though.
23 years is a long time.
I don't know
how you stay in this situation for a year.
But I can see why she's like, 23 years of my life, I'm not about to let this go right now.
That's the problem. Also, you know, you've let it happen. It's been a part of your life for so long. How do you just let this go?
Yeah. So this guy is full of himself, man.
No, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's some boo-boo.
You done said all this cause he's some boo-boo. Next, I get my notes is very short on them. Evelyn and Alan.
Cause it's straight to the point.
They said they haven't really talked since the last session.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how much time passes between everybody's session.
I think he said 7 days.
Is it 7 days?
Unless I heard session and I thought seven.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I think he said session.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but
let's just say a week.
It could be different for every couple. I don't know how often everybody's coming. They haven't really said much. In the last session that they had, he was done.
Yeah, he's over it.
He's completely over it. He said he's done because she will never be happy. Granted, he doesn't do anything to make her happy, but.
Yeah. This man said, we're breaking up. Basically, this isn't working because it's because of her.
Because she's not happy.
She's not happy. I have nothing to do with it. What'd he say? Long story. Oh, in a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
That's what it is.
Go ahead.
But she was like, this guy does so much. He doesn't stick to his word. For example, he found a convertible, a car he wanted to purchase. Mm-hmm. He wanted to purchase it. He goes to her and say, hey, we should do this together, right?
To get out and ride together.
To get out, you know, how Tank goes out, be riding in the Mustang. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's do this together. He then goes and buys it behind her back. She doesn't know anything about it. Then he leaves the house for something. What was it? Vacation
He like left town or something.
He left town or something. This man took the keys to the car so she couldn't drive it. The pettiness.
Yeah.
When
they said that they got a car, you know, convertible, blah, blah, blah. By knowing how much of a dickhead he is, I was like, it's a BMW. As soon as he said it was a car, I was like, he bought a BMW.
Yeah.
And that's what it was, like a little 3-series BMW convertible. It's like, and it's exactly what it was.
That's exactly what it was.
He's the type of dude to be driving them cars. No offense to anybody that got one. Snoobie. But he's also the kind of person, when I see him, I'm like, asshole. And then they prove me right by doing something in traffic. He's another one that don't want to be. He wants her to leave.
Yeah.
He don't want to be the one to leave. He just wants to end it. But he don't want to end it.
Yeah.
Like, he's completely done. He has no interest in trying to fix any of it. She's the only one that has any interest in fixing any of this. I don't understand. Because this has only been, 6 years? I don't understand why she's sticking around. But she also has a lot of things to work through in her head. But she needs to do them away from him. Because the therapist is talking about separation. I'm like, no. They need to leave. She does not need to be in that relationship with this asshole.
So, the therapist was saying, okay, you all are over this, but let's give it some time. Let's separate for some time and come back next session to see what's happening. They also asked the therapist, do we seem like a couple that should even be together? And the therapist couldn't. I know the therapist wanted to say,
hell no,
y'all shouldn't
even made it this far in the therapy.
But she said, I need some more time to. You know, sift through the issue.
Technically, that's not up to the therapist. That's up to him.
Because the therapist's therapist was like, that's not your choice to make. So you're not there to make this choice for them. But
does she have family or friends or something? Like,
hold on. Who is Alan and
Evelyn?
Evelyn. I don't. The only thing I see wrong with Evelyn is the red flags are there, right? Mm-hmm. And she's not.
She's colorblind.
Yeah, she's not respecting herself enough to just be like, oh, you think I'm a fool. Okay, Go on about your day. I'll holler at you. Because he's giving her every sign that he's not.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be involved.
He ain't even giving her signs. He's telling her that she don't. Here's the problem. Here's the problem that I would see with that is she never saw the signs to begin with. She was ignoring all of his shitty behavior long before they got married.
Yeah.
However long they dated, he was displaying this. I don't care if they dated for a week. He was already an asshole for that week. Mm-hmm. And she just, I don't understand. I understand people getting comfortable and not wanting to be in, you know, not wanting to end things or getting, being scared to be alone. But to be in this type of misery, granted, misery is optional. You like, I don't understand it. I can't see it.
Me neither. That's
I understand old girl Mal's wife sticking around a lot more than I understand Evelyn sticking around to her man. Because this dude, I'm like, he has no interest in being with you.
Yeah.
He's clearly cheating on you. Yeah. That goes without saying. I don't care what he says, trust me. If he can't if he cannot even prove to you to trust him.
Yeah.
You know what? Leave the house, leave your phone here.
Yeah.
Like, if you really want some trust.
That's, if you all out there, if your man, boyfriend, girl, or girlfriend cannot give you the code to their phone, cannot leave their phone with you, it's something most likely jumping off. I
told Angel, we was first living together, dating. When I first moved to California, even years after we was married, look, there's a text thread on here. Some wild shit be coming through for my boys.
Yep.
Flat out. That is what it is.
Yeah.
I leave my phone, you see some butt cheeks pop up. They done sent something from a website. Look, you can scroll through the thread and see I don't comment on none of it.
Ooh.
Did I delete any of it? No. But I don't.
I be coming. All my comments is the emoji with the big old eyes. Like, that's all.
Every now and then you might get, so ain't nobody sent no pics lately. But other than that, I'm like, if somebody texts, it's so-and-so texting. Like, so it's with him, he's clearly got a side piece. Or she sounds like she's a side piece at this point.
Yeah. Like, for sure. Because they both say, we don't do anything together. They don't even want to do anything together.
Yeah, no, he don't want to be there.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I don't even know why they are there, to be honest. Well, they said this was the last chance to see if they could make it work, but.
Nah, can't nobody fix it. That don't need to be fixed. There's nothing he can do to reverse being who he is.
Yeah. And I don't even know. They don't even mention children. I don't know if they have kids.
They don't mention it, so I don't know.
So if they don't have children, that's even makes it even easier to just get the hell on with them.
Because I could see he shows no respect toward her.
Yeah, none at all.
It ain't got nothing to do with the staying out or anything. Even in trying to fix this, he just. Like, he despises her. He does not want to be with her.
Yeah.
And pretty much says it during the session. It's just like, why are we here? This needs to end.
Yeah. If a man tells a young lady, I always do this. If a man tells a young lady or his partner, there we go. If a man tells his partner, I'm not willing to put in the work to fix this, that's saying I want to leave.
Yeah.
And saying I want to leave, I don't want to put in the work to fix this, that's equal to I'm leaving.
Yeah.
So if a nigga tell you that, get the hell on.
Yeah. Believe when somebody shows you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's go ahead and do Lauren and Sarah.
Lauren and Sarah.
So they went from wanting to get pregnant the last session to her believing that she was pregnant the next session.
Lauren said, I don't want no baby. It's too much right now. I'm transitioning. This is overwhelming.
And I don't want to bring a baby in to fix your happiness.
Yes.
That's too much responsibility for a baby.
That's one session.
The next session, we trying to get pregnant. We want this baby right goddamn
now. It's happening right now.
And what did I say last week? They impulsive.
Impulsive.
Well, we want this baby. We got to have it.
Got to have it.
Oh, we excited. The therapist was like, now hold on. Now, y'all just said.
What you talking, man?
That you didn't. Now you're saying then they explain it. Mm-hmm. These people been together. They've been through open marriages and relationships and mm-hmm. had other people, got crushes on other people. Now they didn't want a baby. Now they do want a baby. Yeah. Surgery. All in 2 years. To the next session, I'm pregnant.
I am absolutely pregnant.
I've been over here bloated. I've been emotions is all over the place. Mm-hmm. Hormones is up and down. Ain't no way I'm not pregnant. Doctor says there's a 0% chance, but he don't know what he's talking about. We go.
The doctor said.
Doctor said, ain't no way you pregnant. She said, no, trust me, I'm pregnant. But we don't get the results until this week or next week or whatever. Next session, I ain't pregnant.
I'm sorry.
No, we're not laughing at them. This, I don't know. The doctor
it's the way the clips
that.
Work.
Now, yeah, it's yeah. the clips. It's the order of
I'm
the clips.
I'm 100% pregnant.
I understand. I'm America's be happening.
Oh, people, yeah.
You know, women have, you know, half an ovary, one ovary. Doctor said, you know, with a very slim chance, probably won't happen. End up beautifully having a baby.
Yeah.
Miracles happen. Doctor was like, nah, you ain't pregnant. Yeah. You ain't pregnant. You ate some beans and brown beans or something. Man. She said, no, I looked like I was 4 months pregnant. I was walking around. I'm thinking you walk around just letting out loud farts.
Man. You constipated.
You ain't pregnant. And the reason being, they explained why apparently when Lauren was still the
had
I was gonna say
balls,
Larry.
Had his
when, yeah, when she was still a man, she froze her sperm. Apparently he had very weak
swimmers.
The mobility, there wasn't very much mobility. He had very weak sperm. Problem is once you have that surgery, people have weak swimmers all the time. That happens. But they can keep trying and keep trying, you know, producing.
Side note, let me expound on that.
Go ahead.
What is it when a man and a woman take the sperm and then is it in vitro? What is
you
it?
You talking about inject the egg?
Yeah, inject the egg.
I don't know what it's called. I don't know the term for it, but that's
what
they
do. I
want
to say it's in vitro. In
vitro?
Anyway, that's what me and Mel did to have our child because the sperm would get, man, she had like 2 miscarriages.
I'm sorry, I didn't know it.
Yeah, let me not play it. So the sperm would latch, but it wouldn't stay. It wouldn't.
Go all the way in or
it
not
wouldn't,
take?
It wouldn't take.
Okay.
It wouldn't take to the ovaries. So we end up doing in vitro, and I had to go to a sperm doctor to make sure there, you know, we had to make sure something wasn't wrong with either one of us, mm-hmm. right? So if you're trying to get pregnant, I did this. I started drinking hella water. I did pineapple juice and chia seeds every morning.
I did pineapple juice, but not to.
I did.
Not to get. I was putting this sperm somewhere else. Go ahead. It worked.
And I cut out dairy. Guys, when I tell you, your climax, when you bust, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel that muscle. You're like
feel like a fire hydrant just boom. Coming through.
You're going, oh, this is crazy.
It blew goose against the wall. Boom.
Like, you pregnant, nigga. So, I did that.
Had to clean out the ceiling, hey. Man.
We went to the doctor, and that's what they told me. They was like, you have a lot of sperm, but you have some that are not mobile as the rest. Mm-hmm. Those might be the ones getting there. But,
okay.
And I'm like, how are they getting there if they ain't that mobile? They don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how it works either.
All right. So, I do this juicing. Cut out dairy. I stop eating as much meat. I don't eat meat every meal. What is it? Mango and golly, there was something else. Anyway, it was a fruit that helps your prostate. Okay.
Apricot? No.
Might have been. I want to say apricot because I put it on avocado toast. It had to be that
apricot. Apricot goes the world of wonders.
Went back to the doctor. The doctor was like, man, you could impregnate the whole city of LA. I was busting.
He was walking in there, looked like he dancing, like, nah, it's these sperm trying to get out of my pants.
I'm busting, right? Male still didn't get pregnant at that point because they believed it was stress that she had from the miscarriages, stress of just trying to get pregnant. And is this something, all right, do we really want to do this? Because she...
Was this for both kids or just...
Nah, this was for Micaiah.
Micaiah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Ken just popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah, that first kid be like, oh,
Micaiah, yeah. So after that, we did the in vitro, right? And, oh, no, Mel did acupuncture. Mm-hmm. And that helped calm her down, whatever, whatever. And then she went and we did the in vitro. It stuck. Boom, we had Micaiah. But what they do with the in vitro, I'm keep on saying in vitro.
Y'all know what it is.
Y'all going to correct me, most likely. Yeah. They pick the best of the best sperm. Yeah. They go in there and they like, oh, this he moving. Yeah,
they combine it. They NFL everything. Combine. Which one over here?
Tell you, this baby look just like me now.
Yeah, dude.
They pick, the face was like, dead. It's me. Hello.
Baby came out with a beard.
Hello, it's me.
That's a girl, but she got some strong facial hair.
Oh man, she about crazy too. I'm gonna see. She gonna be aggressive, like a little boy.
That's my home. Right?
So that's what happened with my situation. So I can feel what they're going. I'm not laughing at them. I know what they're going.
No, the storyline is the way we said it. It was we
on
made
the
us
other
laugh.
Hand. If this
somebody gonna be
if
offended.
Lauren wanted children, knew she wanted children. This might help somebody out before they do the surgery part is to try to have that child while you have that infinite amount of sperm.
Because do they take a samples of a bunch of different ejaculations or is it like, all right,
it depends on how much you save.
Oh,
but
okay.
That costs money as well.
Yeah.
So
all of it's expensive.
You freeze your, I think it's like, $10,000 or something, a sample or something like that, and then it's a monthly charge of storing.
Yeah, it's real estate you taking up.
And
apparently
there's no
capsules.
Yeah, and then there's no guarantee it's gonna work.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know what Lauren was thinking. If she knew that she was gonna want to have children, and thought, shoot, I just got this couple sperm. But if she would have waited. Or whoever's listening, if you're doing something like that, wait, use what you got.
Yeah.
Because it's,
well,
I ain't never running out. You're never going to run out if you don't have the surgery first.
Yeah, because she's struggling a lot with not getting pregnant. She was already stressing out about the thought of having a baby.
Yep.
She was like, oh, because Lauren saw it as, well, you were excited. Now you're saying you don't want to have his baby. She's like, nope, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just, you know, nervous and scared. Mm-hmm. And what about my body? You know, my body being on demand. I don't know about that. So she's stressed out about that. Now she's stressed out about not being pregnant because she really wanted this. And also she thinks that she's being punished for living the lifestyle that she lives.
Yep.
And the therapist said same thing I said, you know, last week. Is like, well, you're impulsive.
Yep.
It's not you being punished. It's just when you're impulsive the way you have been, you have certain risks that come into factor.
Yep.
So you can't look at it as, you know, you being punished. It's just like, no, the things that you're doing are risky. You are, you got married really quick. You got in all these different relationships. Your partner had a weak sperm count. They were just weak swimmers.
Yep.
And it made the chances of you getting pregnant very low. But you went ahead and moved forward with this on top of being stressed about wanting to get pregnant.
And stress is a main factor when getting pregnant.
That ain't punishment. It's just the risk factor. The risk factor of not getting pregnant is higher from being stressed and all these other things. Let me come off them. That's them. So we don't know what's going to happen. We got Elaine and Deshaun.
Hold on. What? Did I complete my thought?
I don't think I did either.
About Lauren and
Sarah.
Is it Sarah?
Yeah.
Lauren, Sarah?
That's what I got typed. I don't know if it's
what. Oh, Lauren, Sarah. Yeah.
We run it long.
Like you said, they are impulsive and they need to sit down and think things through. They need literally a plan.
Yeah, it seems like
somebody needs to, like,
things are moving fast.
Yeah. Somebody needs to sit down and be like, hold up. Yeah. Finish this first.
Let's think about it.
Yes. Prepare for this. Let's get this done. Let's do this. And go from there. Because we don't know what's coming next. But I guarantee you there's going to be another situation out of the blue.
Yeah.
That they're going to get involved with. But, yeah. Deshaun.
Even the surgery. I know nothing about having that type of surgery. I've never even watched or heard or anything on it. But I could only imagine mentally and physically what your body goes through and for how long. I don't know how you fit all of that in 2 years of being together.
I got a tattoo of my daughter on my chest. And sometimes it's like, well, what you doing with this tattoo?
I hate the tattoo. This big ass tattoo I got on me, I hate it.
But that's just a tattoo.
Yeah. Every time I think about getting another tat, I'm like, well, I can't fix this bullshit over here.
You're talking about a surgery that...
Oh, I'm talking about just them making it, being impulsive.
I'm just talking about the decision of...
Oh, yeah.
This small...
Happening quick.
Happening, I just did it.
Yeah.
And now even this small little thing can bother me. I know can bother her.
Well, I don't know how quick Lauren came up with this decision to have the surgery. She could have been living with this her whole life. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But I'm just saying their decisions since they've been together and everything is like you making life-changing decisions quickly.
Yeah.
This I thought about, and I'm still mad. Anyway, we got Elaine and Deshaun.
Yeah.
This woman, she, like I said last time, she needs her own... We all need therapy, all right? But she needs her own therapist to work out some things, I think, before trying to work out things with him in their group therapy.
Yeah.
Because she got a lot going on. When she's controlling, she got mad that he was going to a funeral on a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she got mad at him because she was like, this is a stranger. It wasn't a stranger. It was a coworker's sister. And he just wanted to go pay his respects.
Yep.
She sees... And she explained this. She sees anything that he does because she don't. The reason she got mad at him because it's like, I can't get you to get up before 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings, but you getting up to go to this person's funeral. First of all, it's a funeral. Mm-hmm. You trying to go get tea.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? She compared him doing things like that, like going to that funeral on a Saturday or anything else that he does that she doesn't like, she compared that to her getting punched in the face like she used to get punched.
And that was like, did you just hear yourself? What you said?
That is some loony shit to say.
Aha moment for her, though.
Yeah, I'm like, why did you have to come to therapy to see that, though?
Yeah.
That's your thought process. You should sit down and think, maybe that ain't the right way to look at this. Me getting physically assaulted of him going to somebody's funeral. She's a controlling chick, man.
She is controlling. And your boy, Sean, is just, he's just in for the ride. I don't see. I'm trying to see where, it's a two-way street. Everybody plays their part. I believe he's tried to please her and she's not understanding that he can say no sometimes. Yeah. He can sit at the house by himself if he wants to. Obviously, if there's a funeral or something else going on other than the gym on Saturday, I don't want to work out with you every Saturday. No, that's not who I am. I don't want to do it. You can go by yourself. Mm-hmm. Funeral comes up. Boom. I'm going to go to this funeral. Oh, how you going to go to the funeral? You don't even want to. Hold up now. And like he said, so you're telling me every day of my life, well, every Saturday morning, if I'm not doing something with you, mm-hmm. I can't do nothing at all. So that he got his hand full, and he's not aggressive. So I think he's in for the ride. He's just like, hey, I've done my due diligence. I'm attempting to do what I'm supposed to do as a husband, and she just, it's her way or the highway.
Yeah. So the another point that the doctor brought up, because the therapist brought up, because she wants him to take care. She wants him to take her to these nice restaurants. He was like, I don't like going to those restaurants.
Yeah.
Basically, he didn't say it, but basically because a lot of times they're the only black people there, or he's the only black man. She's Puerto Rican. I thought she was just light skinned. But he goes to these restaurants and he feels like the staff, everybody looks down upon him and treats him differently from everybody else. He don't like being in those situations where she feels like you just need to be proud that you are in there and that you can afford to be there. It's like, so one, you can't speak on what he goes through, on the trauma that he has on being a black man, same way he can't speak on you being a woman.
Yeah.
So in the same situation to where she has situations that she doesn't like being a part of, and it was like the therapist is like, do you not see how what you're going through and what he's going through is the exact same thing?
Yep.
She was like, but no. She was like, yeah, but yes, this makes him uncomfortable. He doesn't want to be in those situations. These certain things happening makes you uncomfortable, and you don't want to be in those situations. Mm-hmm. But you're telling him that he just needs to get over his situation.
Yep.
She's like, you know, this chick is, she's difficult, man. It's like, yeah. Deshaun, you a good one, man.
She
does anything that he doesn't do that she's not happy with, she looks at it as him not seeing her as a priority and him not liking her.
Yep. And she has to be in control, and she don't want any talk back.
What did I say? She connects anything he doesn't do.
Yep.
Everything. Yeah, it connects anything. That's what it. Everything that he does that she doesn't like, she connects it to him not liking her and not caring about her.
Yep.
And connects it to some trauma that she had before they even knew each other.
Yep.
It's all connected.
He's stuck.
She got her own stuff to work through.
Yeah. But it's, Sean seemed like he over it now, though. Sean does seem man. Yeah. It's better, something better shake.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to get the hell on.
The thing is like, is he over it, or is that just his demeanor? It's just like, this who she is.
Well, he said what I was talking about. He said, I cannot please her.
Mm-hmm.
What she wants, I'm not capable of doing.
Yeah, he did
doing.
Say that. Like, I'm not capable of
I'm
doing what
she
wants.
I'm not able to do what she wants.
And that's make her happy 100% of the time.
Yes.
If she does something that 1% that she doesn't like, that's like ogre, that's what she focuses on.
She
and everything
texts
else
him,
doesn't matter.
She texts him 301. 302, she texts, why aren't you answering me?
Yeah. I was pissing. My hands was full.
Like, I took a sip of water.
Yeah.
That's a minute, like.
Yeah, nah. She,
come on.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested to see how this goes for them. Cause,
yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, fam, y'all let us know. Y'all let Goose know, because I have a hard time going over to the comments. I ain't seen a comment in so long. I went back, I think, the first time to review this, just to see what y'all thought. I'm going to try to do better. But anyway.
I will. I'll take lead on that.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, let me know. Other than the stuff that y'all see, that y'all be like, y'all need to clap back at this person. Somebody did DM me something. Somebody said about when I was talking about being not thinking like it's like what they was talking about on thing. Somebody DM me somebody said, I'd be trying to get Marcus to understand this, you know, his group of friends, they don't think like this, and they named off like DeVal, Kadeem, Keon, Kevin, and everybody. It's just like, you naming off people that I've only known since maybe 2019.
Hmm.
What about all the people I've worked with and the people I knew before that and grew up with and went to school with? And it's like, you named a handful of people that my brother and sister don't know their names. Like, So come on. But anyway, hopefully y'all enjoy this. Again, I've been one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk, and y'all can find my beard and body butter. That's how I get this. At manshit.com. You can go to it's manshyt.com. Goots.
You can catch me on IG, GOOLZBY, Building with Goose on YouTube, and reppedmerch.com is where my merch is. I'm going to be bringing them to the on the tour dates.
So hey,
if you want to
make sure y'all check them out.
Well, this ain't one of them, but if you want one of the crew necks, I'm going to have it on the tour dates.
Yeah. And hey, man, I might trim my beard down. I went on an audition and they asked me, are you willing to shave your beard? I said, I'll trim it down. I'm not shaving it off.
I get that all the time.
Yeah.
I would shave it off.
I saw a picture and I was like, before it got long, I was like, yeah, I could do that. I could go back to that. Anyway, fam. Holler back at y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Yep.